You're listening to SBS News.
More than 200 observers from over 50 countries will monitor Cambodia's general election. But human rights advocates are already saying the outcome will be far from democratic. The Cambodian government has dismissed such claims, with Prime Minister Hun Sen telling voters his party stands for continued improvement in living standards.
If you love peace and development, then please vote for the Cambodian People's Party.
20 parties are indeed contesting the election, but most are tiny and underfunded, and others are seen as being sponsored by the ruling party. Former Australian Foreign Minister Gareth Evans, now Chancellor of the Australian National University, offers a bleak picture of the current state of democracy in Cambodia.
Human rights, freedoms, freedom of speech, association are simply not respected, and we simply don't have a remotely democratic country.
Professor Evans helped develop the United Nations Peace Plan for Cambodia, signed in 1991. It opened the way for elections 2 years later, the first free polls in the country after the genocidal rule of the Khmer Rouge and civil war. Hun Sen's party finished second, but he refused to accept the result, and after negotiations he became the country's deputy prime minister. Since his Cambodian People Party's narrow win in the latest election in 2013, the 67-year-old leader has cracked down on dissent. Professor Evans says cementing democracy and human rights in the country remains unfinished business.
I'm very distressed at the way the situation in Cambodia has evolved. We were all so hopeful that with the coming of peace, we would not only get some security back into people's lives, but a sense of decency, a sense of dignity, a sense of self-respect. And for a long time, that looked as though it could still happen. The country has done well economically. But the democratic underpinnings have just been chopped away relentlessly, consistently by the Hun Sen government in its determination to stay in power.
Hun Sen has repeatedly said he intends to serve at least 2 more 5-year terms. But Professor Evans says the international community can't continue to accept the Cambodian government's claims of legitimacy. He's calling for Australia to apply pressure to bring about change.
Well, Australia's been very, very lukewarm, very tepid in its response. Partly, of course, because the present government invested so much in the refugee dumping program to try to get people out of Nauru and Manus and get Cambodia to accept them. But I think the days are gone when we can ignore what Hun Sen's been doing.
Dr. Jun Jonathan Bugay served as the United Nations Special Advisor in the negotiations of the peace agreement in Cambodia. He's now an Associate Professor at the University of Sydney, specialising in Southeast Asia. After the dissolution of the main opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party last year and the imprisonment of its leader, he says he doesn't foresee a dramatic change in the internal dynamics of Cambodia anytime soon.
What we witnessed recently in Malaysia, for example, cannot happen in Cambodia because there's just no opposition at all.
Voting isn't mandatory in Cambodia, and members of the Cambodia National Rescue Party living in exile have called for people to boycott the poll. The authorities have declared those calls illegal. Dr. Bogay says a boycott would be ineffective anyway.
This push to boycott the election will be supported by a few, of course, but it will not influence the process. I do not believe so, and it certainly will not change the outcome.
In Canada, for example, the Cambodian diaspora is divided on the call for a boycott. Graduate student and former Cambodian Association of the Ottawa Valley president, Darren Touch, says discounting the election and opting not to vote isn't in the spirit of democracy. He's encouraging Cambodians to evaluate what all the competing political parties have to offer and cast their ballot.
Even though the Cambodian National Rescue Party was a big major opposition force in 2013, I think Cambodians also need to look towards other political parties and give credit to the smaller ones who are presenting a different vision, who are also presenting a vision that is somewhat also in line with the Cambodian National Rescue Party, and hopefully exercise that kind of deliberate process of thinking whether this party suits their interest or not.
The president of the Cambodia-Australia Federation, Hong Lim, is outraged at the crackdown on the political opposition and the country's independent media. He says it's time the Australian government took a stand.
Australia was the one who brought peace to Cambodia now 25 years ago, and we were hoping that Australia would now join the rest of the civilized world now to do the right thing for Cambodia.
The United Nations and the European Union are poised to impose sanctions. Australia could follow. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.